Good.
Uh-huh.
Well, great. Would you like to answer some questions
for
me? Good. The first thing I wanted to know, I guess, was how did you get started?
Well, a few members of a couple of housing co-ops in the East Lansing area, I forget their names now, I think Jacob was one of them. They wanted an alternative food store in East Lansing, something like Wolf Moon is in Lansing. And they held a meeting at the end of February. That first meeting wasn't a very big turnout, maybe 4 or 5 people. But the second meeting, 2 weeks later in March, first week of March, about 20 people showed up. And that's when the idea really started formulating there.
I see. What did you see as your main goal or your main purpose in the whole thing? Mm-hmm. And how do you go about doing that?
Well, we're working now, myself and a few other people, we're trying to get, compile a bunch of books together on the different uses of grains and their nutritional value, and we'll have them posted around the store. Like for example, millet. We have a great big bucket of millet here, and most people don't know what millet is, so they can come and they can read on the side of it what kind of grain it is, what it's used for, and what the nutritional value of it is, roughly. It's kind of, not very accurate or anything, but it's a good, off-the-cuff type of thing.
Mm-hmm. And how well do you think it's working so far?
Business has been pretty good. Our main problem is getting publicity going. It's mainly been by word of mouth, but it seems to be taking off.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the past week, our members have been maybe increased to 50 or 60 people just in a week's time.
Mm-hmm.
Or a few days.
So are there any paid personnel working at all there?
Yes, the coordinator, David, who you talked to,
mm-hmm.
he's like the manager. He's paid, I believe, $100 a week. And then he's going to have an assistant who will be working on work study, which we pay, I believe it's 20%. And she gets paid 80% by the school. And our bookkeeper is also the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Work study.
I see. What kind of clientele do you have? Can you give me some demographical information? Are they mostly students or are they...
I'd say mostly students, but we're trying to get more of the community going. The family or the older people. We've had a couple of, I hate to say older, people in their 40s and 50s come in. And they've been very, very interested. They joined up and become members now.
Mm-hmm. If a person wants to become a member, what should they do?
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you can't even buy from the store unless you pay the initial dollar, is that right?
Right. That's technically and legally, but, we kind of sway, but we have to have a membership because some kind of laws get, because of the way we handle food and stuff.
I see. But that doesn't obligate you to do any work for the co-op at all?
No, not unless you just want to volunteer. Or not till the future where you can get a discount.
Mm-hmm. So what do you think is the main incentive for someone to join right now?
It's anyone that's, save money or the meet people to feel important. You can go on and on, I guess.
What kind of food do you have? What are your biggest items there?
Biggest items.
And where do you get your produce from? I see. So someone volunteers to make
yeah.
a trip to Detroit?
Yeah, that's me.
I see. Do you have a distribution house, or is all the produce distributed from your store?
It's from the store.
I see. And what are your hours of operation?
From Mondays through Saturdays, 10 to 7. And on Sundays, we're going to start opening from 12 to 5.
I see. Well, I think that's just about all the information I need right now.
Okie doke.
And is there anything else you'd like to add that I might have forgotten to ask you?
Not that I can think of. Come on down and take a look, and it won't hurt, no one bites.
Okay, well, then we'll see what we can do. If I think of anything...
like to say to all of you, happy Valentine's Day, all right?
I am stating for the record right now, we will not have any fare hikes during year 1982.
We do not project, nor was it projected in the figures that were submitted to the unions and to the CTA board by Simpson and Curtin, or by our own analysis done through the comptroller's office, that this is going to create a fare hike of any kind.
I'd rather serve one term knowing that I did right as a man than to serve several terms as a mouse.
No, the news media could shut up.